Back from a break. Michael Garfield is the name. It is the long-running High Tech Texan show where I talk about, you know what, any darn thing I want to. I do take your live phone calls. Yeah, we talk about tech and gadgets. It's really consumer stuff, and you know it's hot. It's summer. We're quarantined. We got nowhere to go, so I've been really hitting a little spirits, a little cocktails a bit more. You know, I look at the calendar because there's nothing else to do on a daily basis. And every day is national this day, national that day. I don't know how they come up with all these things, but I looked on the calendar and coming up here, it's National Rum Day. And you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with that. There's no way to slice it. That's going to be a great day. And to celebrate, I know what I'm having because I've been playing around with it. A great PR firm for several brands, kind enough to send me a few samples. And is there really anything better than getting a UPS with liquor in there? No, seriously, this is what I do for a living, people. This past week or two, we made some cocktails. We're playing around, but let's talk about one. Speaking of rum, August 16th is Rum Day, and I was not familiar with this, even though I love rum. There is a spirit called Rum Barbancourt. Rum. Now, here's the thing. If you start Googling the whole thing, you're going to spell rum wrong. I've never seen rum spelled this way, but you know what? Goes down smooth. R-H-U-M. Rum. All right. And what it is, it's dark. It's dark age, but it's made from Haiti. Haiti. Some dang good rum made there. 100% from sugarcane juice. And this is important because I know a lot of people in the liquor industry that come on my show all the time and they'll talk where it's made from and you'll hear about molasses and things. No, sir. Rum Barbancourt, apparently 100% sugarcane juice. All right. It's been around for heck of a long time. The distillery was founded in 1862, which makes it pretty freaking old. And they have a number of different types of rum. They sent me an 8-year five-star rum. 8-year five-star rum. And I started making some cocktails after I sipped it. I always put maybe one ice cube in there. This is what I recommend to people. And it went down so smooth. But I went to the website and they got a number of different things. Mojitos, mojitos are such a fun summer drink. I also got some absinthe. Remember earlier this summer? I think it was the same PR company. And I had an absinthe mojito. Good, maybe not my favorite mojito, but it's you can do a ton of stuff with these things. So anyway, I made an old fashioned with rum. Normally, I'm a bourbon old fashioned guy, but you pop in about 2 ounces of rum, a dash or two of bitters, Angostura, whatever it is. A little splash of water. I don't do a ton of sugar, but I'll put some sugar in it. I top it off. I squeeze a little orange in there for me. Boy, I tell you what, I am a rum pimp right now. I am R-H-U-M rum pimp. That's a Rum Barbancourt. Go take a look at it and celebrate National R-H-U-M Day. So that's coming up. I like it. And while you're at the liquor store, try this one. I did not think I was going to like this. They had also sent me this too. It's an aperitif wine. Now, I'm not a wino. I'm not a big fan of wine, but this is a very sweet wine, and it's a traditional peach aperitif wine. All right, and this is actually made from the same place where the absinthe, which I talked about a while ago, is produced, and it's called, and I'm going to get this right because it's pronounced differently, it's Rancancan. R-I-N-Q-U-I-N, Rancancan. Rancancan, all right? So it's 15% ABV. And I'm sitting on this bottle for a week, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? I mean, I don't want a sweet wine. But then I go to the website, because the web tells it all. And I looked at cocktails. I'm thinking, you can make a wine cocktail. Yes, you can make a wine cocktail. So anyway, put a little spritz of seltzer water in there. Then my buddy who's in the liquor industry comes over and I usually run things by him. Just I want to get his taste buds. He fell in love with this thing. And he starts mixing things. He put a little vermouth in there and a little seltzer. We're sitting by the pool. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is nice. It's sexy too. It looks great. I actually put some photos on my Instagram account. But anyway, he's a big Negroni fan. So he made a Negroni. He put one part Rancancan, some gin and something else. I don't know. He just comes up with this thing. But I never really thought a Swedish peach flavored aperitif wine is so good. It's an unbelievable summer sipping drink. It really, really is. It adds it. And then, you know, throw some, try some with grapefruit juice, a little lemon, a little sugar. It's just, it's a fruity flavor and I like it. I really did. My girlfriend absolutely went bonkers for it. I think, I don't know. I know she's, we still got about an ounce or two left. I know she's going to head out to the store, but Rincuin, Rincuin, a little something for you. So there's kind of my, cocktail update of the week. I got about 45 minutes left of this radio program. If you're listening all around the world on iHeartRadio, thank you so much for downloading that app and tuning me in for what, 20 years right now. I am well above drinking age, and you can trust my taste buds. Rum Barbancourt, Rincuin. This is the cocktails and the spirits of the weekend. As we come back, I'll take a break. What is your favorite way to drink rum? 713-212-5950. Michael Garfield is the name. We're going to come right back.